B-Pod Studios.
Happy Monday to all who celebrate. It is May 8th, 2023. Today's Stick to Wrestling is brought to you by FanDuel. It's an honor and a privilege to be joined by a blue chip NXT prospect, a future WrestleMania main eventer, in my opinion. She is the creator of the Tiffany Epiphany, and in my opinion, the favorite to be the next NXT Women's Champion, Tiffany Stratton. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. My day just got so much better because I am in your presence, even if it is over a Zoom call.
You're welcome.
So I've been blessed with not only being graced with your presence, but I also get to break some news in announcing the NXT Women's Championship Tournament bracket with the new NXT champion, the new NXT Women's Champion to be crowned at Battleground May 28th in Lowell, Massachusetts. And you can get your tickets to see history at the Songest Center website. And what history do I mean? If you attend Battleground Live, you'll be able to see Tiffany Stratton win her first NXT Women's Championship. And I'll just give you my opinion on your path right now. First round, you'll beat Gigi. Second round, it'll likely be Roxanne Perez. That's a win. And more importantly, revenge from the breakout tournament, which I don't think we should talk about.
Yeah.
And then the finals, I'm guessing it's going to be Cora Jade because she's going to roll through her path there. So it's really a pretty clear path for you, Tiffany, to claim your first NXT Women's Championship.
It sure is. I'm very excited. I feel like it is my time to shine and show everyone that I am going to be the next Women's Champion. And I am super excited.
And just to kind of break down your first round opponent, what do you see in Gigi? And why do you think a win over her is just, I mean, it's going to happen. It feels pretty easy to me.
I don't know. I think she is, for some reason, she always brings up her brother, and that has nothing to do with winning matches. And frankly, I just think she's distracted. JC just threw some sort of temper tantrum on her. So I just think Gigi is just going to be a walk in the park.
And I kind of feel the same for Roxanne Perez, who I would project you'll be meeting in the second round, and you two have more recent history against each other. So what can you tell me about Roxanne Perez?
We have some unfinished business. I do think she is one heck of an underdog. She definitely works hard. But I think that we have kind of gone our separate ways for a little bit. I have definitely been working very hard, and I have prevailed for the past couple of months, and I definitely think that Roxanne and I will have a great match, but I will be coming out on top for sure.
And, you know, I'm projecting Cora Jade to come out in the end and meet you in Lowell, Massachusetts at Battleground, where you'll beat her. But what can you tell me about Cora Jade?
I just think she's just another jealous girl in the locker room. I don't know. I really don't think there is much to her other than her being a jealous person.
Jealous girl in the locker room. That's strong. I like that. She's obviously jealous of you and how great you are.
Obviously.
I truly, Tiffany, think it's criminal that you have to fight through this tournament. I mean, Indy Hartwell left a triple threat match for the championship on the line. She was medically paused or medically disqualified for a time, and then she comes back in, and after you hit the prettiest moonsault ever, she breaks up the three count. That was your win right there. And then, I mean, I kind of think she stole the retention of the championship, and then she just goes out and just hands it over, just is like, I'm good here. Like, I think it's kind of criminal activity.
It is. I can't tell you how upset I am over it that I'm not going to be getting my one-on-one rematch with Indy. I've already beat her. I've already pinned her twice. So it just makes me even more angry that she pulled me out after I hit my finish on Roxanne and got the upper hand. So one day I definitely do want to get my rematch with Indy Hartwell.
And maybe that'll be after you go through your run here in NXT, maybe that'll be on Raw or SmackDown. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's a future WrestleMania main event at some point.
Maybe it is. We definitely have unfinished business.
I definitely want to go through a little bit of like kind of your background and Specifically, what made you want to go to NXT to become a WWE superstar?
I one day was watching TV with my family, and we were flipping through the channels, and I came upon wrestling. I believe it was a Friday Night SmackDown, and it was actually Charlotte Flair that I saw on the TV screen. And my mother actually pointed out, and she told me you could totally do that. And I was kind of just like taken back a little bit because I saw Charlotte, someone who's jacked, who can do all of these cool moves. She was a gymnast like I was. She's blonde. She's gorgeous. Like, it just was something that I feel like I connected with right off the bat because I saw like a little bit of me in Charlotte. And I didn't pursue wrestling right away after I saw that. I was still a gymnast at the time. So after like I was done with gymnastics, I went to CrossFit, I went to bodybuilding, and I finally got contact with Greg Gagne, who kind of helped me get a tryout with WWE. He also trained me a little bit before I got signed. And yeah, the rest is history.
So Charlotte Flair is a good inspiration. I'm a huge Charlotte Flair fan. So I think I remember in Charlotte's book, she was a level 9 gymnast. Mm-hmm. Is that I have minor knowledge of like very minuscule, but is that the highest level or is there a level higher? And did you go above that level? Or I'm just not sure how I'm phrasing the question, but level 9 is kind of like the Charlotte Flair like level. Did you get above level 9?
So I believe she did a different kind of gymnastics than me. She did.
Okay.
And I did trampoline gymnastics, and in all of gymnastics, it goes up to level 10. And then after level 10, you either go to junior or senior elite. Mm-hmm. And depending on for my gymnastics, what event I was the best at, I became a senior elite on one of them. So which is the highest level you could reach. So I would say that I was a couple levels above her.
That's good. That's something to keep in your back pocket. I believe you did some gymnastic showcases, and I know that that's not the proper terminology for it, in the Rhode Island area. Is that right? I think that's on your wiki page.
Yes, I actually, there was a nationals, I believe. I think it was 2016 nationals. It was in Rhode Island. I'm not sure, but yeah, I've been there.
So you're going to get a little bit more familiar with the New England area as you come up here for Battleground on May 28th and you make history. So is it safe to say that Charlotte Flair is kind of a dream opponent for you in the future?
Yeah, for sure. She is someone that I would love to have a match with.
And she, I think it was during the pandemic where she went down to NXT and worked with a bunch of different superstars down there in the women's division. So maybe that's it feels like she's on a little bit of a sabbatical right now because she's doing her thing. And, you know, there's no bigger Charlotte Flair fan than myself. So hopefully that match will happen. And maybe it's a WrestleMania main event in the future if it's not in NXT or on SmackDown or Raw right now.
Yeah, let's hope. One day.
Yeah, let's hope. How did you decide that you were going to use the prettiest moonsault ever as your finishing move?
So my background is trampoline gymnastics, and I think using the ropes and bouncing up was kind of a good way because I've always been able to, like, I have really good hand-eye coordination and, like, my ring awareness is really well. So bouncing on the ropes was super easy for me, and I've seen so many people just do the basics, standing at the top, do the moonsault. So I think incorporating the bounce and the bounce with the moonsault was like kind of a good way to like bring my background, I guess, into it and make the moonsault just a little bit different.
When you were considering different finishing moves, I think I saw on one video where you had this springboard twisting moonsault, twisting maneuver off the rope. Was that ever, that obviously was in consideration at one point, but have you thought about using that move more or as a finish?
Yes. I definitely want to bring that back, but I'm only going to bring it back when I absolutely need it. So,
and what other kind of signature moves have you considered that maybe based off of your gymnastic background?
I thought about doing like a springboard 450. I definitely want to add like a full twist to my moonsault, or some sort of twist in my moonsault, because that was also one of my fortes. I could twist really well in gymnastics when I was a gymnast. I also tumble a lot, like backhand spring, back elbows. I do a lot of that, but I definitely want to incorporate more top rope stuff. I like the Swanton too. I love that move. Just a lot more top.
At Stand and Deliver, you were on top of ladder, and you were you had your hands on the championship belt, and then you were thrown off of it. You transitioned into an offensive maneuver.
Yeah.
Is that probably the highest you've ever been up in the air, trying to do a flip off of the ladder like that?
I would say that's the highest I've ever been in a ring doing that onto the floor. But on a trampoline, I used to balance way higher than that and do flips way higher than that. So
how high is higher than that? Because that looks like the ring, the ladder in the ring looks like about, what, 20 feet?
Yeah.
So with gymnastics, you're going higher than 20 feet?
Yeah, I would say you're about 25 feet in the air when you're on the trampoline doing your routines and stuff. So, yeah, I've definitely done flips a little higher than that, but not off a ladder. That was different.
Not off a ladder. Is that something you could present to the gym? No, I won't ask the gym. That's something to do with the transition. All right, Tiffany Stratton, thank you so much for your time today. I still think you're the favorite to win this tournament. I think you're going to be a future WrestleMania main eventer, and I want to be on the ground floor in support of that. So I can be, if I'm not driving the bandwagon, maybe I'm in the passenger seat of it. do you have any Tiffany epiphanies for me before we say goodbye?
I would just like to let everyone know, if you want to come see the center of the universe, the center of attention, the center of NXT in person every Tuesdays, we have our TVs, and you guys can get tickets online, and it's open to everyone. So come see me, the center of the universe, the center of NXT. Do her thing.
And come see Tiffany Stratton in Lowell, Massachusetts, May 28th. It's Battleground. I'm projecting that you're going to be in the finals. I'm projecting that you're going to make history and win your first championship. Tiffany Stratton, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.